Hey there, and welcome to episode 62 of the Busy Kids Love Music podcast, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm delighted to have you here with me today. This episode of Busy Kids Love Music is set to air in January, which means that here in the United States, the season of winter is well underway. Where I live in Georgia, that means that it's a little colder than usual, and we may even have a day or two of snow. Where you live, winter might mean lots of snow and ice and really cold temperatures, and maybe in the winter you like to do things like ice skate or ski or curl up in front of the fireplace with a cup of hot cocoa and a good book. The winter season has inspired composers throughout history to write music, and today we're going to take a listen to some of those winter-themed pieces. You're listening to now is the fourth concerto of Vivaldi's famous group of violin concerti, The Four Seasons. We've discussed two of the other seasons from this collection on the podcast previously, as it is the best known of Vivaldi's works. And just as with the other concerti from The Four Seasons, each part has three movements or sections and follows a pattern of fast, slow, fast. The sonnet or poem that accompanies the music of the concerto is divided into three sections as well. The words of the opening sonnet for winter say this: "Frozen and shivering in the icy snow, in the severe blasts of a terrible wind, to run stamping one's feet each moment, one's teeth chattering through the cold." Do you hear the violin making the sounds of trembling cold and chattering teeth in the music? Listen to this next piece of music and see if it brings to mind any kind of winter activity with the way that it sounds. In 1882, French composer Emile Waldteufel was inspired by the sight of Parisians ice skating on the frozen Seine River and wrote this famous piece called The Skater's Waltz. Waldteufel wrote over 200 works and many waltzes, but this is his most famous. The Skater's Waltz has been used in video games and dozens of television shows and movies, from Downton Abbey to Rocket Man. Can you feel how the music expresses the sliding motions of the ice skaters as they dance around on the rink? Now you've heard a winter-inspired waltz. Let's listen to a bit of this winter-inspired polka by Joseph Strauss. And In the ballrooms of the mid-1800s, the polka was a popular dance, and everyone who was anyone knew how to polka. The story goes that Strauss's patron, the person who financially supported his music, wanted to host an elaborate party for his wealthy friends. He installed an ice rink in his ballroom to host this winter festival carnival where this piece, Winterlust Polka, is said to have premiered. Winterlust Polka, translated to Delights of Winter, certainly captures the exciting festivity of winter, don't you think? What are some words you would use to describe this piece? We've learned about three pieces inspired by winter on our podcast: Vivaldi's Winter, Winterlust Polka, and The Skater's Waltz. But there are so many more pieces inspired by the coldest season of the year. I'm sharing my curated winter playlist for you on YouTube, and you'll find the link to that on this episode's show notes at busykidstopiano.com/podcast/62. On the playlist, you'll hear different arrangements of the three pieces that we discussed today, as well as a few other pieces I've selected that are inspired by winter. And again, you'll find the link to that playlist at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/62. Thanks so much for joining me today to learn more about winter music, and I look forward to connecting with you again in 2 weeks on the next episode of Busy Kids Love Music. Bye for now. Thank you.